At least 9 Somalis were killed when a rocket fired at African Union troops hit a Mogadishu restaurant in an ambush that inflicted the first casualties on the peacekeepers who arrived in the capital on Tuesday. Some members of Somalia's small Christian community fear the continuing presence of mostly Christian Ethiopian troops, who the AU troops were supposed to replace, will cause tension with the vast majority of Somalis who are Muslim. Tracy McClure spoke about the situation with International Affairs Director for the World Council of Churches, Clement John.
The Christian Muslim leaders are basically calling for a dialogue between the Union of Islamic Court and the transnational federal government, because the feeling is that without this dialogue, there can be no peace. So in order to bring about semblance of peace and stability, it is important that negotiations start between, or dialogues begin between, TFG and the UIC.
How feasible is it for Ethiopian troops to leave the country at this time?
It doesn't look feasible because of the fact that, I mean, there is a UN Security Council resolution for an IGOSOM force, but as you know, not many African countries have volunteered to send troops. And unless that happens, there will be a vacuum if Ethiopia vacates immediately.